So you've also been appointed to one of the, at least one of the committees you wanted, and that's Energy and Commerce, right? Congratulations.
Yes. You know, we had been working in my office and I'd been working very hard to be considered on the Energy and Commerce Committee, which is important to New Mexico in a multitude of areas. In New Mexico, we have a proud tradition of our members serving on the Energy and Commerce Committee. I think former Congressman Bill Richardson, Governor Richardson served on that committee. Heather Wilson served on the committee. We've had other members from New Mexico that have had that honor. So we'll be advocating for New Mexico and working closely with our colleagues in that realm. But again, I'm very proud of the fact that I've been appointed to the Energy and Commerce Committee. And in the Congress.
Sorry. Are you still on natural resources?
Sadly, we're only on that one committee. And so when you're considered on one of the three major committees, which is Ways and Means, where all the tax policies debated, the Appropriations Committee, or the Energy and Commerce Committee, we typically have to give up the other committee assignments, although we're hopeful that we might be able to waver on to natural resources and continue some of the work to help advocate for New Mexico there.
So you're on energy, but not on Ways and Means or Appropriations?
No, we're on the Energy and Commerce Committee, and we're the only member from the Mexico delegation on one of the three. On the Senate side, Senator Udall's on the Appropriations Committee, and Senator Heinrich is on the Energy Committee as well. So we're able to be put in some good assignments to advocate for New Mexico.
With the gerrymandering of congressional districts around the country, in Texas, as we, you know, felt so intimately when the group of legislators came over here to seek refuge, but then lost their battle and lost that fight, we're seeing districts in the country, it seems to be by design, where even though there are a number of Democrats that outnumber Republicans are winning, and that seems to be a trend that some fear is going to continue. What do you think about that?
Well, in some parts of the country, it's interesting to watch how the deliberations take place with redistricting. Some choose to have districts that are 68% or 60% made up of one party or another. In New Mexico, for the most part, all of our congressional districts are 51, 52, and 53% one way or another. So I think New Mexico has done a better job than other states have. But sadly, we've seen some even court challenges that still have not been dealt with, Texas being one of those states where, because of the inaction associated of the final districts that should have been drawn in that state, that have led to some districts being challenged in court and ultimately overturned by court, we'll have new congressional districts in Texas. You just hope that people get more involved, that the citizens across the country pay attention to what's happening with those deliberations, and that they demand that there's their voice is being listened to and upheld to have a representative that's going to truly have a chance to represent the needs of those communities.
Okay. What's the status of the Rio Grande del Norte National Monument effort?
Well, it's a piece of legislation that we've been working on, the Rio Grande del Norte designation here in New Mexico. We recently were fortunate to have Secretary Ken Salazar hold several meetings across the country, but he came to Taos and he spoke to the community up there. What I thought was great is he asked for a show of hands of people that supported the establishment of the and recognition of the Rio Grande del Norte, and all the hands in the room went up. And then he said, okay, now is there anyone here that opposes it? And not a hand went up. And there were hundreds of people that were in attendance that day. There may be some throughout New Mexico that have concerns, but it was great to see the overwhelming support. So where we are is we hope to see either the president take action through the Antiquities Act and sign it into law or through executive order as a protected area, or that we're able to get some of our colleagues in the Congress to work with us to be able to get the legislation passed that I have sponsored in the House and that Senator Udall is championing in the Senate.
The fiscal cliff. There have been Social Security hikes for workers this year, which is making them take home less. So things are not going so well, and we have another debt ceiling crisis looming. What are you thinking about?
Well, I've been very concerned with the actions of my Republican colleagues in this area. The deal that was put together over a year ago that was meant to deal with the debt ceiling increase, with dealing with the fiscal cliff, with the notion of everyone's taxes being increased at the beginning of January 1 of 2013 was a manufactured crisis by my Republican colleagues. The deal that they put together was a bad deal. It was a bad deal for New Mexico, and it was a bad deal for the country. That's why I opposed it then. The games that continue to be playing by kicking the can down the road for a three-month extension of the debt ceiling creates more uncertainty with the rating agencies and how that could impact New Mexico and businesses here. And those are games that my colleagues, I would hope, would choose not to play. So I remain concerned with the impact to New Mexico's national labs, to New Mexico's investments that we see from a federal perspective, with how they could hurt the state from a job perspective, but also small businesses. I continue to stand against them, and I hope that our colleagues see what the negative impact could be if we don't act. And again, I just hope that my colleagues, and I point to my Republican colleagues in the House, that they need to stop moving forward these manufactured crises and work together with the president, with everyone in the Congress, to be able to do what's right for the American people. And I'm hopeful that we can avert this crisis.